This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. With much fanfare and $10 million in repairs, the Fairway Supermarket in Red Hook, Brooklyn opened for business today. City officials and dozens of local residents came out for the ribbon cutting to herald what they're calling the rebirth of Red Hook after Sandy. Mayor Bloomberg even tweeted, "Red Hook is back." Krista Cliver lives above Fairway in the Civil War era building. She says the neighborhood needs this boost and says it's not just a grocery store opening.
It's different from other Fairways in that I think people see this as a destination. They come and they spend extra time to walk on the water and to go shopping on Van Brunt and really spend their money here, which has been missed.
The new Fairway has larger aisles, less clutter, and better flow than before. Officials were pleased to note, thanks to insurance payments, that the company did not fire a single employee and opened earlier than expected. But not all residents in the surrounding area have bounced back so fast. Antonio Tavares lives a few blocks from Fairway on Van Brunt Street. His three-story home is still uninhabitable, and he does not have the money to finish renovating it. He says the rebirth claim is premature.
Not my house. Tell him to come to my house. I'll show him the rebirth of Red Hook. I got no heat, no hot water. My house is almost condemned. That's what I mean.
The local restaurants, cafes, and boutiques are looking forward to the Fairway foot traffic again, but other businesses are still struggling. Luz Santos owns Brooklyn Motor Works, a motorcycle repair shop which was inundated by 3.5 feet of water during Sandy. He, too, says Red Hook still has a way to go.
We're still hurting. We're still struggling. We haven't gotten any Sandy relief. We haven't gotten any disaster loans. We haven't gotten any of that stuff. People don't return our calls. Fairway, you know, congratulations. I'm happy they're back. But, you know, doesn't do anything for me.
And Fairway's return may not mean anything when it comes to future big storms. Andy Zuletti, general manager of the Red Hook Fairway, says they just did a straight-ahead renovation and did not take additional precautions to bolster the store against future floods.
At this point, no, we haven't done anything. You know, we have a plan to move merchandise out quickly if something happens again. But to actually secure the building, we're still working on that.
Joining us now is John Hockenberry, host of WNYC's The Takeaway. John, you live above the Fairway in that beautiful brick pre-Civil War era building, and you've been watching this renovation process for several weeks now. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, I think there is a rebirth in Red Hook, but it's more complicated than the kinds of things that mayors and borough presidents say on the day of the ribbon cutting. I mean, we spoke to three of my neighbors there, two down the street and one very close by. And I think what you've seen in Red Hook is the divide, the insurance divide between people who could afford to have the kinds of insurance that allow you to easily get through something like this. And I think Fairway was on one side of that divide. And a lot of the residents and the people who are still struggling are on the other side of that divide. That said, and, you know, with utter sympathy to the people who are still going through the rebuilding effort, the coming together in Red Hook that took place after Sandy has changed the community forever and has made this rebirth a real kind of restatement of identity. And there were a bunch of people over at our house last night, and we were talking about community efforts to bring culture to the region, to bring our neighborhood closer to the projects that are a huge presence in the neighborhood and had a huge impact because of Sandy. And it was such a positive discussion, even as they were unpacking the boxes and bringing in the trucks in the parking lot that we could see out the window to open the Fairway today. You know, Sandy has come with a lot of positives amidst the negatives.
We could duplicate the story 100 times as businesses got back on their feet and reopened after Hurricane Sandy. What makes Fairway so special?
I think it's Fairway and Red Hook. I think the risk that Fairway took to open a market there, and I don't mean risks of storms, but I do say risk because Red Hook was a backwater. I mean, it doesn't have solid public transit connections to it. You know, if you're going to drive that far, maybe you go to Long Island. Maybe you wouldn't go to Red Hook. But people came, and I think everybody got it, seeing the beauty of Red Hook and seeing the proximity to the water. And then when Sandy happened, people discovered this place called Red Hook. And in some sense, Fairway is a kind of anchor of the business and the identity that Red Hook has acquired really in the last 10 years. And so it is unique in that sense, but I don't think people should feel sorry for folks in Red Hook. The damage that was suffered in Red Hook is severe, but nothing like what happened in the Rockaways, nothing like some of the devastation that we've seen in Staten Island. Lots of sacrifices in Red Hook, but it's been a unique experience for this place by the water that has such a maritime culture. I mean, it's full of stevedores and container ship operators, as well as it is full of artists and dance instructors and the folks who live in the projects.
John Hockenberry, host of The Takeaway, heard weekday mornings on WNYC and a resident of the building where Fairway reopened today after closing for 4 months for renovations after Sandy struck. Thanks so much, John, for your thoughts on this moment.
Thank you, Amy. And come out to Fairway. We'll see you out there.